views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, and we're here for another week of hopefully some fun, fun, inspiration, and all that other good stuff.
And the angels coming and talking to us.
That's right. So if you wish to get a reading from Sky and I, just give us a call at 800-930-2819.
Yes. And please call.
Yeah. And so, any case, I feel like, Mercury retrograde isn't supposed to start until April 28th.
Oh, no.
And I feel like it already started.
Oh, no.
the way the emotions have been lately.
Oh, I know.
Everybody's
getting crazy. I don't know what it is.
Everybody around me
is
like going nuts.
I blame everything on pollen.
Pollen. Blame it on somebody.
I'm blaming it on the pollen.
That's right.
No, it's true. It's true. Everybody's like losing their cookies. And I want to tell you something. The weather has been beautiful, although everybody I've run into is suffering with their sinuses and with their allergies. Yes, it's crazy. Even my dogs have been sneezing like crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yes, my poor puppies. And boy, when they sneeze, guys, watch out, because spit's flying. They're so cute. Yeah, those big old gels, and those big old spit coming out of those gels.
Yeah, thank God for Claritin, because that stuff helps me out big time.
Me too.
And I don't need like all those extra drugs and stuff like that. And I used to not be allergic to anything. And then all of a sudden, a few years back, I became allergic to apples and almonds besides pollen and stuff.
Really?
And now I'm just allergic to pollen and stuff, but nothing that Claritin can handle. Once I put that in my system, boom, I'm good.
Claritin is wonderful.
Yeah.
Especially the non-drowsy.
Yeah.
Forget about it. It's great.
Yeah.
I've been suffering like crazy with my sinuses. All of a sudden, one minute, I can't breathe. I can't taste. I can't do anything. Next minute, everything is pouring out like a faucet. And no matter what I do, I have to stick like tampons in my nose.
Oh my God.
I know it sounds terrible, but it's true.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't actually do that, but I could, because my nose is too small.
Unbelievable.
Good, tough that one.
I can't. You beat
you
that
gotta
one.
You got to see, he's speechless here. He's got
I'm
his
speechless.
Hands
left me speechless on a tampon truck. That's right. It's not. Hopefully it's a joke now.
It is a joke.
But any case, so this week we're going to be talking about how to direct your anger and put it towards something positive. And it's very difficult when you're dealing with, there's a difference, when you're dealing with anger in the moment. But when you are, when you've been hurt, all right, and it's already happened, it's easier to process, at least to try to heal. You have certain techniques you can do while you're trying to heal through the process. While you're in it and you're trying to take care of the anger or deal with the anger and the resentments, while you're still dealing with it, it's difficult. It's very, very difficult.
Well, you know what? The way I look at anger is I'm only angry for the second and then it goes away. I just throw it out of my head. And then I feel like bad for the person. Whereas the person that's causing you this anger really needs prayer,
Yeah, it's interesting because, a couple of people when I was, going through my divorce and everything, people were saying to me, Artie, I'm going to pray for you. I said, really, I'm okay. You know, you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to pray for me. I mean, I'll put it this way: I'll always accept people's prayers.
Absolutely.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, and really, I'm okay. I'm okay with that. But you know, the thing that where I have my blessing is that I have so many diversifications in my life, in the sense of all these other jobs I got going on with the reads and the parties, and I just have I have a variety of friends, so it's like. You know, my mind is easily...
It doesn't focus on... fixate.
Yeah. I mean, like yourself, I get angry in the moment. And I tell people, when I'm giving them all this beautiful, wonderful spiritual advice, that I say, look, I'm a four-letter word person, too. I said, just because I'm spiritual doesn't mean I'm not human.
Of course.
You know, but I have to release it. I can't, I have to get it out of my system. Yeah. And once it's out of my system, then I'm okay. And then I could start to heal. But what happens is that when people hold in their anger and resentments, that's when they start getting all kinds of sick.
That's right. And I deal with a lot of people who hold in anger and don't let it out for the moment and then put it under the rug. And they absorb it and they get very sick. They get stomach issues. They get migraines. They get nauseous, dizziness. It even affects your eyes.
Yeah.
It affects the blurriness of your eyes.
Absolutely. I notice that my eyesight isn't as sharp. Like if I'm really upset or if I'm intense and I'm trying to, I get things done, but I have to read something, I can't read worth a crap. It's very, very frustrating. But like I said, you get colitis, you get Crohn's disease, you get ulcers. You know, your ego... tries to keep things at bay, tries to keep everything stable for the family or for friends or at work. It tries to keep things steady. That's what the ego does. But the soul is screaming, I'm unhappy.
Yes.
And when you're not properly taking care of your issues, your soul is saying, I'm not happy. And so therefore your body starts to get affected.
Yes.
Because you're not honoring yourself. You're not honoring your soul. And your ego is trying to keep things at bay and keep things at surface where you're not like disrupting, everyone else's life. Yeah. And like, that's the biggest mistake that you can do. And it makes people very nervous, very upset. They become physically ill and it's just not healthy.
It's not. It's really not. The way I look at it is I don't hold grudges and I don't hold anger. And the reason, I don't know if it's because we're mediums or because we are more in depth in the spirituality of life. And we understand where it generates and we know how to deal with it better. But I do know that there are many, many people that I do read that don't have the same concept I do of holding in anger. I don't hold in anger. I get like mad for a second. I think it out and then it's gone.
There's a difference between, I'm the same way. I'm the exact same way.
That's
when I'm
saying.
Angry, I have to explode it. What?
Is it because like we're mediums? Is it because
I don't
we're
know.
Spiritual? I don't know.
I think it was from my upbringing with my mother and my brothers. My father, he holds grudges. He's just terrible.
Yeah.
But as far as what we were just talking about with the holding the grudge and the anger. See, but we get upset. Now, when you're emotionally upset, it's not necessarily anger. It's being upset.
Yes.
And that could stay with us literally 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's something that until the circumstances is healed or improved, we get upset. And emotionally, it's very heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
And so you try to cope with it. You know, like I said, you could cope with it by maybe talking to like picking one friend out and pouring your soul out to somebody or somebody professional. It's not healthy, though, to tell everybody your problems and tell every Tom, Dick, and Harry your problems out there, or, all your friends, all your family. It's not good because what you're doing is you're sending out all the negative vibes and you're kind of constricting yourself to a lower level, because you're putting all this negativity out there and people are viewing you as this poor soul, or they're angry or they're upset on your behalf. But so you have all this negativity, anger and resentment and all this other BS, and it's all being placed upon you. So it's very difficult as a human to not, tell people what's what. Other people are great at it. They don't share jack crap. They share nothing.
When I get upset over something, like I said, I don't hold anger, but I cry. I get very emotional. And I don't know why. I just do. It's like, I feel like it could be anything. It could have nothing to do with me, but I just take it so, I just cry. I just get so emotional about it. I don't know if that's because I'm an empath and I'm actually feeling what other people are feeling. And I'm feeling what I feel even stronger because it's happening to me. But I feel as though everything that actually hurts me. That's not, I can't even say hurts.
Well, you have to hold on to that hurt. All right, everybody, okay. Stick around because we got to go to a commercial break. So stick around.
We're going.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Little Mr. B. So tonight I
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky. You're with Angels and Answers. And if anybody wants to call in for a free mini reading that the whole world will hear, 800-930-2819. You wanted to finish your thought.
Yes, I wanted to finish my thought. And I guess what I was just trying to tell everybody is when I get angry for the moment, but then I take it personally enough to start to cry about it. And I'm very sensitive. And if you are my friend, you know that I'm pretty tough. I'm pretty coarse. I'm pretty tough. I've got a thick skin. But there's just some things that just get under my skin and I break down like a baby. And I just can't help it. If I get angry, if I see children hurt or abused,
that's the worst.
I could kill.
That's the worst.
I could actually kill the person. But then after it's all said and done, there I am bawling my eyes out. You know, it's the empathy in me that's just overwhelming. And, you know, people say, why are you crying? You know, focus on this. Don't cry. It's not because I'm not focusing. It's not because I'm losing control. It's just something inside of me that feels so empathetic for the situation or the person that I just fall apart. But I don't fall apart to the point where I can't think. I just fall apart, you know, in a sense that my heart is breaking for that person, or my heart is breaking for the situation, you know? And, you know, in my house, I keep 2 and 3 candles lit at all times. I keep 1 for the angels because they are always, always by my side. I keep a green candle lit, so we'll always have prosperity. And I keep a red candle lit for love and peace within my soul and the souls of my children, and to say thank you to the ascended masters for always giving me the ability to have that peace, you know. And that's important, I think.
I keep 2 candles burning 24/7, and I don't feel bad when one burns out, so long as at least one is constantly going.
Yeah.
And it's something that I just did recently over the last few months, because I always kept at least one candle going constantly. When it burns out, I feel bad, because it's like I like to keep that spirit alive, you know. There really is a big difference when a candle is not burnt, when you're used to having candles being burnt. And so now that I keep 2, when one goes out, at least there's another one carrying the torch, so to speak. Yeah.
Yes, I love it. I can't live without it.
It's very serene. And when you walk into a dark room, but you see the candles being lit, you want to know something? Yeah, it's an extra couple bucks here and there for each candle. And
really, it's nothing.
But you want to know something? For that peace and love and serenity that you get in return, it really is. It's a big difference. And I was just, teaching somebody yesterday, as far as with the candles, that I carve on top of the wax where the wick is, I carve my affirmations. I carve my initials. I write down thank you. I put a heart for love. And I put the Star of David for protection. For others, you might use the cross. And then I write down blessings or miracles, and I'll put dollar signs. And I just meditate on everything that I wish to desire. And I just also ask, and I'll put the word resolve in there.
Yeah.
And I'll ask the spirit to please, you know, grant me all your beautiful love and all my dreams to come true, and to create a smooth day. I started to say, you know, I call upon all my loving guardian angels. Thank you for opening up the floodgates of prosperity.
That's good.
And, thank you for all the blessings and miracles you wish to share with me today. And, and I just let it be. And, you know, there's a couple of incidences that happened to me within the last couple of days. I didn't stress out about it at all. I just said, all right, you know, it is what it is, and I'll take care of it. And I took care of a couple of matters that could have been, you know, pretty hairy. And, my assistant, you know, she kind of freaked out about a couple of things that were happening with my other business. And I just took it very nonchalantly. I said, all right, I'll just have to, you know,
deal with it, call
a few people to get things right. And I did. And that was that. I'm definitely a much different person today than I was in the yesteryears. In the yesteryears, I would get so upset and like, oh my God, how much is this going to cost me? Or, you know,
right.
And I've just learned just to, you know what? I don't even worry about it. The angels are constantly telling me, I'm on the right path. They constantly are telling me that just keep doing what you're doing and the finances will be there. Don't worry about anything with your life.
Right.
And I totally believe that. And
that's the problem with people today, I think. They don't listen to the world out there. In other words, not the physical world, but the spiritual world. And they are just as real as the physical world if you just take the time to notice. And we're all very busy, and we all have things to do during the day. But if you would just step back for a second and look around you and ask your angels for a question, ask your angels for an answer. You say the question and ask for an answer, and you wait, you will see that you get that answer. And it's not just blowing smoke. This is the truth. This is the absolute truth. They have never once, when I've asked them a question or I've asked them for some help, they have never once turned their back on me. Never. And I'm not anything special. I'm the same as everybody else. So I just feel as though people don't give them enough clout. They don't give them enough chance to do.
You know, we're going to discuss, we're going to go for a commercial break soon. But Sky and I, we're going to discuss where a lot of people don't feel that way. There's a lot of people who feel that God has let them down. The angels have let them down. They have asked. They have asked for answers and for signs or whatnot, and they just feel helpless. And we're going to discuss more about this right after this commercial break.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day to eternity.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones, travel the world, live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
was a great song. Thanks, Bri. And welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Ari Hoffman. Guys, I want to give you the number again. So this way, you can give us a call at the station. But before that, I would like to give you my telephone number if you'd like a private reading. My number is 908-500-1474. And Artie's number is 877-ANGEL-02. Love that number. It's so catchy. And then we have the station number, which is 1-800. Let me see if I can read that. 930-2819. The eyes are failing with the glasses on.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so give us a call, and we can give you a free mini reading that nobody could hear except millions of people. But
it'll be our little secret.
Yeah. So please give us a call.
Okay. And, all right, that's enough pleasing. You don't beg.
Shut up, you.
Don't beg.
I'm not begging.
Please, please.
I'm just being cordial.
No, that's
nice. I'm being
nice. She said please about five times.
I'm sorry.
If you have nothing better to do.
I'm saying please or I'm sorry. That's my
problem. That's right. That's your problem.
He's trying to break me out of this.
So, yeah, she's overly pleasing and overly sorry with everything. It's one of the habits we got to break her out of. So what we were discussing is that there are people who who lost a lot of faith because, you know, things are just working against them. And one of the problems that, you know, a lot of people who are in this position have a really hard time asking for help. They have a hard time receiving help. They have a hard time asking for help. And you're wondering how come God doesn't answer your prayers. Maybe it's because that you have not reached out for help, or the help that you're trying to go after are the people who are constantly denying you. It's the people who are not in a position.
Maybe God is sending those people to help them and they're refusing.
That's what I'm saying. You're refusing other people's generosity and help. Oh, I can't ask for help. Or, oh, I have a hard time asking for things. Well, guess what? You know, how else do you expect God to help you? You think the hand of God is going to come down and just all of a sudden you wake up, you won the lottery, and you didn't even play the freaking lottery. All right? You're hoping to win the lottery.
There's a funny joke about that. I hope I can remember the whole thing. There's this Italian guy, and he goes to church and he prays to the saint every single day. Please, saint whatever, please let me win the lottery. Please let me win the lottery. He goes back every day, day after day, day after day, and he's asking this poor saint. One day, the saint says to him, turns around, gets off the pedestal and says, Giuseppe, you want me to make sure you win the lottery. Go buy a ticket already.
That's right.
I heard that last night. It was so funny.
People want things to happen, but they don't project themselves out there. Also, you have to understand that if you're going to somebody consistently who's always letting you down, then why are you consistently going to that person expecting different results?
Right.
You know, if you know the person has shaky hands, why would you put your eggs in their basket that their hands are shaking and you're setting yourself up for a big letdown? Right. You need to start respecting yourself.
And also, you have to remember, when you're used to asking, or when you're used to not asking for help, and somebody does say, let me help you with this, and you turn your back and say no, how do you know that that wasn't a prayer answered from God to put that person in your path? I mean, there's been people that I don't even know that I just met at Wawa, or they work at Wawa, or they work in a convenience store someplace, and they need help. There was somebody one time who said to me, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my phone. I don't know what to do. I don't have any money, not even enough to eat until Thursday. And it was like Monday. So what happened? What do? I very quietly go to the ATM machine, pull out $100 and give it to that person. And that person said to me, I did not tell you this so that you would give me any money. I said, no, you didn't. And I know that. However, God put me in this place at this particular moment when you were venting all this stuff. So I know this. I recognize that, and I came to your aid to help you. And that person did not want to take it at first, and I just put it down, and I said, this is from God, not from me. And they ended up taking it. But she was smart enough to know that, you know what, maybe she's right. Maybe God did send her at this particular moment to do that for me. And she graciously accepted it. And I said, this is not a loan. please understand, this is not alone. This is just something from me to you. And that person accepted it. And I was so grateful. I was so happy that she accepted it because I felt good doing it. I felt good knowing that she at least had food on the table for at least a week. And I felt good knowing that I was doing God's work.
Right.
So don't always say no to somebody because they are doing God's work too.
Because what you're doing is you're blocking out the blessing of giving from the person who's trying to help you, you know, and there is such a thing as giving too much where you have to allow other people to appreciate or be comfortable to receive.
Right.
And
you can't give too much, especially to people who don't, you don't want reciprocation, but you want
appreciation. Appreciation. It doesn't have to, or, you know, some people, they could pay you back in other ways. It's not necessarily.
Right, not necessarily money. It's like just being there, just being helpful, just being kind, you know.
Because you might not be in a position to help out in the way that they give or whatever, but if you could give in other ways, then that's fine and vice versa. But when somebody is trying to give you something and you're denying them and denying them and denying them, you're making that person who's doing the giving, you're making them feel bad. Because, you know, they're trying to help you. And then you turn around and say, oh, God doesn't care about me. Or how come God isn't helping me?
He
does care. And he does, you know, a lot of times you're the angel, the one who's listening right now. You're the angel on behalf of other people. And you're the one that God sent, even without you consciously being aware of it.
So true.
You just happen to be there at the right time for that person, whether it be helping them out with their car, to give them a ride, whether it be with money, whether it be with a listening ear.
But we
it
have
could be anything.
Hold that thought because we have to take a break right now. So folks, we'll be right back after this commercial.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long? I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my you see, I hear their cries. Just say if it's too late for me.
That was Jackson Browne, Doctor My Eyes.
Love it.
Yeah, I love that song.
Love it.
Went to a, I think they played that song when you and I went out dancing the other night. We went to McClune's in Long Branch, and we had a really good time and stuff like that.
I had such a great time.
I know. But we'll definitely go back. All right, right now we have somebody on the line. Her name is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good, thanks. I've been working on myself, exercising, and updated my look. So is there a man coming into my life soon?
I see a transformation coming for you. I really do. And I think you're going through it now. And you're very willing to do it. You're doing it purposely. I just don't want you to get caught up in the mystique that if I really work out and I really look gorgeous, no man could resist me. I don't want you to do it for those reasons, because a true man who will truly love you will love you whether you're fat, skinny, ugly, beautiful, have short hair or long hair.
She's basically saying unconditional love.
Yeah.
But the person who I see you being with, he's actually going to have a little longer hair. He's not going to be like super conservative as far as the way he looks. The way he dresses and the way his hair looks and everything, going to be a little eccentric, but yet still a very, very nice guy.
I see that he's very strong. I'm even seeing that maybe he's like a trainer of some sort, that he uses his strength. I also see that a very contented future for you. You're going to be very content, and so will he. And you're going to grow with that person. So I feel that the next person is not going to be so much of a risk, but it's going to be, I feel like the person you're going to settle down with. But don't be afraid to take the risk, to try, you know, to put your best foot forward out, to single that person out. Even if he's a little shy, you make the first step.
And I feel like it's going to happen around the month of September when you meet this fellow, give or take a month. But in my mind, I'm seeing the month of September. And he has his stomach is just out a little bit. He might have a little pouch in front of him. What was that?
No, go ahead. I was joking myself.
Oh, okay. Here I thought she was talking to me and she's talking to herself.
I'm talking to myself.
We'll all listen to her. But so things are looking good. Just keep on focusing more on yourself and your self-esteem and do things for yourself. And you're going to see, you're going to, serendipity is going to take over and you're going to meet the right person at the right time.
But I also feel very strongly, Kim, the reason Artie is seeing him in September, I don't think you're going to meet him in September. I think you're going to meet him way before September because you're going to meet him as a friend first. Your relationship will start off as friends. And you guys are going to build that friendship into a very strong, long-lasting relationship. But Artie's right. It's going to be in September when you actually become like steady girlfriend and boyfriend. But you're going to meet him way before that and you are going to befriend each other. It's going to almost be like your sister and brother, so close. But it's going to turn into a romantic relationship, and you're going to be very happy. And by the way, I see three kids around you.
Are you there?
I had three dogs, but I just lost one.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
So sorry.
But they're like my kids.
Yes, they are your children. I know with my boys, they're like my baby boys. They're definitely my kids. Well, that's probably why I see three kids around you, because I know I always refer to my dogs as children, my kids.
And it wouldn't surprise me if this person is into hockey. For some reason, I keep on seeing hockey, and so he is into sports.
Yes, very much so.
But don't stress out at the fact that you're not going to have somebody, but you are.
It's just going to take a little vision on your part.
All right, just be happy within yourself and do for yourself. And everything else is going to fall into place. People who are needy, who chase after trying to look for somebody, they're trying too hard. When you're like totally into yourself and taking care of yourself, you're creating yourself to be this beautiful light, this beautiful magnet. And everyone attracts to you because you are so into your own self. And I'm not saying self-centered or conceited.
No.
But I'm just saying into yourself as far as loving yourself. And when you show that personality or show that shine about you, you're going to be a magnet and it's going to be impossible for you to keep people away from you.
Yeah.
But don't feel down on yourself. Just get more into yourself.
Be excited because it's coming, sweetie.
You want to know something? There was a beautiful saying that I just got and that I'm posting up real soon. And it was actually written by Dr. Seuss.
My favorite author.
Yeah. And he said, rather than trying to fit in, why don't you try to stand out?
Lovely.
I love that.
I love it too. I like that.
So don't try to fit in. Just stand out. Be you.
Be you.
Well, I know I don't fit in. And I'm just trying to be healthy.
Listen, this guy's going to have dark hair. I see him with dark hair.
So do I.
And I also see that he wears glasses on occasion.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. I see that.
So that's a good clue to know that he's right around the bend, if you know somebody like that already.
Don't worry. You have a love life coming to you, sweetheart.
Oh, it's going to be magnificent.
Oh, thank
God
you.
Bless you.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, guys.
You got it.
She was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have a very long, happy relationship with this man. because this man is going to be her. They're going to be best of friends. Best of friends.
Best of friends.
Best of friends.
But they're, yeah, but they're going to be love bunnies also.
Oh, yes.
All right, everybody. Listen, we got to wrap up right now. So stick around because Guy and I, we're going to be right back after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.